Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. It is time for the good stuff, and we're happy to be with you. Also happy to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're looking for local, national, and international livestock industry news, if you want to keep up on livestock auction reports, perhaps you're entertained by award-winning columnists. Do you like to check out the classifieds or special interest sections? You know what? You need Tri-State Livestock News. They have it all. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and you can get your copy coming your way by going to tsln.com.
Have you heard of a fellow named Alfred Lord Tennyson?
I have.
Well, he wrote something called The Charge of the Light Brigade. And this was memorializing the events in the Battle of Balaclava in 1854. It wasn't written till about 10 years after that. But it was memorializing a suicidal charge by light cavalry over open terrain by British forces in the battle of, that was in Ukraine, by the way, in the Crimean War. 247 men of the 637 in the charge were killed or wounded. Britain entered the war, which was fought by Russia against Turkey, Britain, and France, because Russia sought to control the area. Russian control of the Dardanelles threatened British sea routes. Many in the West best know of this war today because of Florence Nightingale, who trained and led nurses aiding the wounded during the war in a manner innovative for those times. The war was also noteworthy as an early example of work of modern war correspondence. So here we have Alfred Lord Tennyson's The Charge of the Light Brigade as presented by Kim.
Why, thank you very much. Indeed, the charge of the Light Brigade. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the Valley of Death, rode the 600 forward, the Light Brigade. Charge for the guns, he said, into the Valley of Death, rode the 600. Forward, the Light Brigade. Was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. There's not to make reply, there's not to reason why. There's but to do and die into the Valley of Death, rode the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon in front of them. Volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, boldly they rode and, well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in the air, sabring the gunners there, charging an army, while all the world wondered, plunged in the battery smoke. Right through the line they broke, Cossack and Russian reeled from the saber stroke, shattered and sundered. Then they rode back, but not the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon behind them, volleyed and thundered, stormed at with shot and shell, while horse and hero fell. They that had fought so well came through the jaws of death, came from the mouth of hell. All that was left of them, left of 600. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade. Noble 600, the charge of the Light Brigade.
All right. Thank you, Kim. Good job on that. I have some more lighthearted things to share here.
I think that would be good.
So these are some church bulletins that appeared in actual church bulletins.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
So the sermon this morning, Jesus Walks on the Water. And the sermon tonight, Searching for Jesus. I don't think that's right. At the evening service tonight, the sermon topic will be, What is Hell? Come early and listen to our choir practice. Our youth basketball team is back in action Wednesday at 8 p.m. in the rec hall. Come out and watch us kill Christ the King.
I don't think that came out right at all.
All right, one more of those. The eighth graders will be presenting Shakespeare's Hamlet in the church basement on Friday at 7 p.m. The congregation is invited to attend this tragedy. It's just some lighthearted things for you today on the good stuff.
No kidding.
And a reminder that if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the author if you know it, because we like to give the credit where credit is due on that. Whether you have a memory to share with us or a story that you ran across somewhere, be sure to send it to us. And then keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.